Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys, in and around the house, is ready with your plant of the week.
Welcome back in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. Coming up in just a few minutes, going to have our friends from Bluegrass Quality Meats join us. And right now we're going to talk a little bit about our plant of the week. And what are you going to surprise us with today, Tony?
I think this particular plant is starting to gain popularity again. And that is the Tillandsia, a.k.a. also known as the air plant.
I can honestly say I've never heard of the air plant.
No?
Does that have anything to do with the air bass guitar you were playing earlier
yeah.
this morning?
Well, that was the upright bass. Just like that. Just like that. Tillandsias. They're also known as air plants. They are epiphytes, which means that they grow on perhaps another tree, a host, or some other object. And they get a lot of their nutrients and their moisture from the air, from the humidity. So, and you can see on our Facebook page, I posted some photographs of the air plant, the Tillandsias, and they're awesome. They're so unique. They're all different. And there's probably at least 400 to 600 different species of Tillandsias that are out there that mm-hmm. are available. I don't know if they're all available for retail or to purchase, but it's incredible how large this family, this species is, the Tillandsia. And if you check out our Facebook page, we have a really nice display at the Garden Center. And as a matter of fact, Tim Porter, one of our staff members that just recently came on board with us this year, did a wonderful display with the Tillandsias. And you can see that big toad right there, that fly-catching toad. That's the big concrete toad that's right by the display, guarding the Tillandsias of all things. But if you check out our Facebook page, you can see where some of these plants look like as we talk about them a little bit. And, you know, like I said, they're epiphytes, which means that they grow on another plant or a tree, host or object of some sort. And they do not steal nutrients from their host, just to let you know. And just as we were talking to the gentleman just a moment ago about the ivy growing up as maple trees, you know, mm-hmm. we're talking about can you sever it and all that other good stuff. Sounds like everything's coexisting well enough there with his trees. But air plants, what's interesting about them as well is that they have these really small, tiny vessels located throughout their leaves called trichomes. And those trichomes, the purpose of those is to capture nutrients and moisture from the air. So a very unique plant, to say the least. And they're relatively easy to take care of. You know, Tillandsias can live for several years and will even provide pups in a lot of situations to where you can carry on future generations for a number of years to come and nice. Get a lot of enjoyment from it. You know, kids and, you know, even the elderly, they like these kind of plants because they're relatively easy to take care of. And when you water an air plant, usually once a week is sufficient, you know, if you are keeping these indoors. And what I'll usually do is take one and just drop it into a bowl of water for about 10 minutes, pull it out, just let it dry, and then place it back to where I kept it. And sometimes in between that type of a watering, you can spritz it with a little water, and they're easy to take care of, to say the least. And if you go out to our website, or not our website, I'm sorry, our Facebook page, thank you, you can see where I've posted some of these, and the one that, I don't know if you're looking at it or not, Ernie.
I am.
It's gray in color, called Zero Graphica. Really cool, and just really detailed, and these are easy to take care of. And I really like that one. I like the color of it. And then as we progress on, you can see the one that's blooming,
mm-hmm.
and that one's called Xeronthus stricta. And that's another type of Tillandsia. The bloom's in full bloom, that pink bloom with a little purple tinge on it. Really, really cool looking. So you got to be sure to get out there on our Facebook page and check these out. And if I say this one correctly, I'm not sure. Plagia tropica. Can you say that and use that in a sentence?
Nope.
I don't know how all these names come about. But this particular Tillandsia, if you look at the tips of it, Ernie, you see that purple color?
Mm-hmm.
That isn't painted. That's the actual color that it's taken on the tips. Very, very interesting to say the least. And the other one that we did, it was called Capitata peach. That's another type of Tillandsia, and it gets its name peach from the peach color that's on the plant itself. and very, very attractive. And if you're looking to do any types of tillandsias, check with some of your local garden centers and nurseries. They're very interesting. And like I said, kids love these. We've been selling these things like crazy. And, you know, they can, you know, the air plants, they're one of the largest genus in the bromeliad family. And do you know what a bromeliad is?
I do
know. Type of plant. And actually, you might even, you can buy one of these at your local grocery store if you think about it. You want to take a stab at it?
Celery.
No. The pineapple is a bromeliad.
Oh.
Yeah. So
that was going to be my next
one. So it's in that whole family of plants. But check out the tillandsias, a.k.a. air plants. That's our plant of the week.
Very good. 749-B105 in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. Our friends from Bluegrass Quality Meats are here. We're going to pause, get them settled in. We come back, we're going to talk about some food. We'll be right back.